This is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and we have got a Game 5, baby. How about it? I'm excited. 4 o'clock today. We'll probably be over at Damaris watching at the bar if y'all want to come on by. It's on 18th Street and 610, and right there on the feeder row, right by that Whataburger, and let's go. Let's watch some Astros baseball today. It is so unbelievable. Jose Altuve, he can't hit a thing. Can't hit a thing. And now all of a sudden, you can't get him out. And then he's a gold glove second baseman, and he can't throw the ball. Boy, you want to talk about I always thought, man, this guy is steady, solid and steady, making big plays is his thing. You know what I'm saying? Where have I heard that before?
Making big plays is his thing. Is that what it is? Yeah. That sounds like good times.
No. That's all systems go.
Keeping your head above. Oh, that sounds like good times. Making big plays is this thing. Temporary layoff. That's what that sounded like to me. I was like, wait a minute. Wasn't that the good times theme?
No.
But yeah, you're right.
It's solid and steady.
Which actually, to be fair, all systems go and good times theme are very similar.
Very similar.
They're extremely similar.
I think you might have stole it from that theme.
Del, let's see if you can get both of them queued up, because I think people will have a hard time hearing.
Why? Del gives you, what?
Making big plays is this thing. Yeah, and then it's temporary layoff. Easy.
I like how I have to cue it up because something in his broken mind has decided
it somehow comes together.
Yeah. It took 1 minute to go completely off. I'm off the Astros on the good times team. It took one minute.
It wasn't even a minute.
I was falling asleep. Let me tell you, man, I'm laying on the couch because the night before was longer than it should have been because of my wife. And not in that kind of way, just because she decided to stay and keep having, you know, drinks and Riel and her and Kelly were talking to some old German man. And I'm like, what is happening here? Me and McCoy, what is happening here? I'm just watching the Astros lose. I want to get out of here. I'm pissed off. They can't get runs. So anyway, I'm like laying on the, and I'm trying to stay awake and I'm listening to the game with my eyes closed in the ninth. And then, it's like, oh no.
Presley gives up a run.
Ryan Presley. No, when Presley came in,
oh, God.
I immediately got nervous. And did you think that was a home run when
left the bat?
When the lefty turned on him and when it left the bat.
Yeah.
I thought it was a 2-run home run. Yeah. The series is over.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, it's done.
No, but thank God.
The Ryan Presley save, which is eerily similar to the Ken Giles save, I'm not interested in it. And you know what? I think Dusty, I got to say, you didn't have the volume on. I think this announcing crew, and I'm never one to talk about announcing crews. I think it's lame to always focus on it. These guys are legitimately terrible.
Well, wait a minute. So, yes, not, no. In game three, who came in? I think, as soon as Enoli comes in, he faces one guy, and he's got Rayleigh warming up in the bullpen.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's going to stick with Paredes instead of bringing in Rayleigh.
Yeah, they don't even know the rules.
I was like, he can't bring in.
I'm telling you, Ron Darling hasn't watched any baseball this season at all.
It wasn't Darling, it was the play-by-play guy, whoever.
Yeah, the play-by-play guy was awful.
Yeah.
Ron Darling yesterday said, he's talking about Christian Javier, and they signed him when he was 17 years old. I think it was Darling and not the play-by-play guy. Who said that he was 17 years old? Because Ron Darling thinks he's the information guy. So he'll just run down basically what a guy's box score is for the series and like he's giving you great info. Yeah. But he goes, yeah, Christian Javier, they signed him when he was 17 from the Dominican Republic and they didn't even, like, he wasn't even in the minors. They just brought him straight to the majors and put him in the bullpen. Like, what are you talking about? It's not even remotely what happened. They just flashed the stats that showed he's a rookie. They just showed the stats that said 12 games played, 10 as a starter. It tells you there he's a starter. What are you talking about? He's worked from the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And like, he's got stuff of a starter. Like, yeah, because he's a starter, Ron. What are you talking about? And then they're, oh, here comes Dusty. That's going to do it for Greinke. Greinke's out and Dusty's out. Ryan Pressly had just started warming up in a pen. Clearly, they should have been aware of the potential that this is buying time for Ryan Pressly to get warmed up in whatever it was, the sixth inning. I mean, and because he was warming up early. Clearly, he could have been buying time, and they're like, well, this is going to do it, and this is... And then he, wait a minute, he talked his way back into the game. This is going to be interesting to talk to Dusty. He talked his way back into the game. Like, what are you talking about? He talked his way back into the game. Dusty was coming out there. You know, sometimes managers come out there to talk about situations also with the entire infield.
Usually as a pitching coach. If the manager goes out, usually he's taking him out.
Yeah,
usually.
But you know.
Unless the guy just started warming up.
Was the case.
Yeah. So anyway, about that, that was very interesting. And oh my gosh, it's the same. And Urquidy probably is like, hey, I want to say this, Greinke. This is what Greinke had to say about Dusty keeping him in the sixth inning.
I was just saying it was nice having someone have confidence in me because, I mean, since I've been here, they haven't seemed to have confidence in my ability. So it was nice having that happen in an important time like that.
Yeah. You mentioned a couple times about the importance of them showing confidence in you and maybe that it hasn't happened in the past. Are you talking a little bit about Game 7 last year? Because Game 7, you were rolling along and had to come out early. Has that stuck with you since then?
I mean, that was one example, but there's probably a dozen examples if you look back at it. So.
Well, I think the Yankee game. No, I think the
you
Yankee
want to talk
game,
about a guy with some energy for the no, media.
He's got energy for everybody. I had a friend of mine send a text so pissed off about, he's not in Houston, who said, this is why Jack Greinke's a loser. Look at this quote. And it's about when he said, I'm glad there's no fans in the stands.
They
I don't have to take pictures.
And I don't have to take autographs.
Now, have you read that? It sounds like he's a jerk, a big ass jerk. And maybe he is. I've talked to somebody who's had to deal with him before.
Yeah.
And they said he's not, she doesn't want to deal with him ever again. And I think it's just because.
No.
His personality, I mean.
No, he just says what he thinks.
It's just, there's no filter. Like, he's just different.
No. He.
We know he's got anxiety. We know he had depression. We know he missed a year of baseball, basically.
Right.
He's different. Like,
You
can't know it until you're around, until he's on your team, and then you realize, oh, no.
No. What about the guy, when he came out of a game, the guy goes, yeah, tough outing. He goes, yeah, I suck just like you did. Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, I'm sitting right here. What are you saying, Zach? But Zach just says, what do you think?
What did I do? What did I do wrong?
What?
I just said.
I just said what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm glad there's no fans because now I don't have to interact with children and take pictures and do autographs, all the stuff that I hate.
Well, he's got a point with the whole kids thing.
Yeah, but he's just no filter.
What?
There's just no filter.
See? What? People will think you're not a nice guy.
Well, I'm not a nice guy.
No, I know that.
I don't suffer fools, John, is what I would like to
say.
Well,
you remember when me, you, and Raheel were in New York, and Zach Greinke went that game, and like, hey, that's a good outing for Zach Greinke. It was 4 1/3.
Right.
And AJ came and got him.
No.
AJ did not trust
they
him.
They don't act. Honestly, they've never acted like he is a Hall of Fame pitcher. And dude's a borderline Hall of Fame pitcher.
Yeah, but he's not. Like, it's like they pointed out, and of course, if anything comes from that, you don't know if it's true or not, but they said, what was it? 3 years ago, he was working at 91 with his fastball, and now he's working at 87. I think it was closer to 88. Primarily
he's on 88. Okay.
Where every once in a while he hit a 90, but you know, his fastball's not the same. But man, he was locating like crazy.
That's what Maddox did at the end,
and his strikeout. Yeah, he did. I mean, there's some similarities. There's a lot of similarities. There really are. Maddox had a little more movement on his ball because he had special stuff on it. But,
whoa. What are you accusing of?
I just heard he had some special stuff. They used to put Vaseline
ever seen Kershaw's hat?
Up his butt and dig on his, like, oh, my pants are stuck in my butt.
Yeah.
That came from somebody who was, nah, I'm not going to say out loud, but anyway.
Well, what, ever seen Kershaw's hat? He just tips a cat. Oh,
sure.
Pay, look at him.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no, they don't cheat, though.
So Greinke, refused to give in, but that last strikeout, I can't remember who he struck out for the last strikeout in that inning where Dusty showed confidence in him. He got two punch outs, and the last one was a 3-2 count, bases loaded, and he threw like a change that was way out of the zone and still got him to swing at it. Zach Greinke refuses to give in, ever.
Yeah.
He will not give in.
Yeah. No. And, well, if you sit there and watch it, though, guess what happens? And you're gonna it'll be on the corner, it'll be on the edge, so you gotta swing.
Well, that's why 3-2, you think Zach Greinke is gonna hit the bottom.
He's exactly right. And it's the same with Urquidy the day before. If he doesn't pull Urquidy, they possibly win that game. If he doesn't pull Urquidy, they possibly win that game. These guys with their hooks, they're overmanaging.
Well, AJ.
Just leave a guy and let him get, goodness gracious, there's a reason he's a starter. And it was just the top of the sixth inning with nobody out.
Must have some.
And it was on Altuve. It wasn't on Urquidy.
Yeah, there must have some analytics on him because this has been a year-long thing. They must have something on third time through the lineup, or they've got something on him because I don't understand how this has been
it's just a year-long thing. It's just
probably on both because AJ probably had something on Greinke.
You know what? If your name last year with AJ, if your name wasn't Verlander or Cole, then you couldn't last past five.
But Fromber. But it probably is some type of analytics third time through the lineup because, and that'd be a limited sample size, obviously, this year and last year. But you saw Fromber gets better. They've showed that graphic a few times. So there's probably a reason Dusty goes, you can throw 150 pitches, Fromber. But Urquidy, you're only 72. Like, that doesn't make sense that two guys who are young get that different treatment. But then you see Fromber. I've never seen what Urquidy's is. But Fromber is devastating the third time around the lineup, which is extremely rare. And that probably explains why Dusty lets him go. Urquidy, it must be third time through the lineup he's a problem. Because it doesn't make sense that Dusty, who's known for letting pitchers work, and he lets Fromber work. It just doesn't make a lot of sense that he and he let Greinke work yesterday, which was the right call.
Yep.
You don't have a great ball. I wouldn't want him to go to Presley. Presley with men on Presley? We're talking about Presley? No. Come on. Presley.
712 ESPN 97.5. Almost 713. And it's time for me to talk about grills. You got a grill? If you don't have a grill, or if you got a crappy grill and you ain't happy with your grill, if you want to upgrade your grill, if you're looking at, how about the technology is second to none? How about a giant pizza maker outside? How about that? How about a wok? They have a gigantic wok with the – it's unbelievable, this burner that they've got. I was really, really thinking, I would really love to have this thing. You could almost cook – you can cook crawfish on this thing because that's the BTUs on this. If you're looking for everything that you could possibly have outdoor cooking-wise, there's no better place than Texas Star Grill Shop. It's almost impossible to pick the grill that you want. I literally, from all of the wood pellets to the charcoal to the gas to the whatever it is that you could possibly want, the Kamado Joes and the Traegers and the DCSs and everything. It's unbelievable how good. And I finally picked mine. I finally got mine, and I said, man, I love it. I just love it. And you're going to love yours too. All you got to do is get to Shepherd and 59 or get to Spring. Or get to Katy, and they're opening up a new one as well. So there's four locations. But listen, if you're looking for the best in grills, there's only one place to go, and that's Texas Star Grill Shop. Go to TexasStarGrillShop.com. See for yourself the fall sale going on right now. It can't be beat. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We really didn't have a conversation. And the conversation was between me and Maldy. And Maldy said he can get this guy. And I said, and I was thinking about, you know, putting Presley in the game right then. You know, it was a big situation. But Zach, I mean, this guy's been out there many, many, many times. And then I usually don't change my mind. But I hadn't had my mind really, really made up until I got out there and I saw, you know, the look in Zach's eyes, and Maldy was adamant about, you know, he can get this guy. And then I said, okay, then you got it then. This is ball game right here. And it was like more old school, you know, doing the right thing that I thought was right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Maldy. Is that what he called him, Maldy? Maldy said he could get him. Thank you, Maldy. Thank you. Somebody had it. And this is kind of true. The guy says managing has to be the worst. If your decisions work out, of course, obvious decision, easy. If they don't work out, overmanaged, left in too long, idiot. Yep, that's pretty much it, Cody. That's pretty much it. Comes with the job. But that was the right call. Leave Zach Greinke. He's Zach Greinke. I don't think AJ realized that. I mean, he saw it with Cole, he saw it with Verlander, but he never saw it with Greinke.
Well, he didn't have that dominant stuff, you know. He doesn't look the same.
I know he doesn't look the same.
And
but
he wasn't
Zach
great
Greinke.
Last year, but that's when. But last year in the World Series, to me, when Greinke is going like that, he's getting nine pitch innings. His pitch count was low, and he has been there before. Like, he knows what that looks like. He knows the feeling of that situation. Zach Greinke has been in high leverage situations. That was a no brainer last year to leave him in. Yep. It was a no brainer. And if you're going to get him, you get him with Gerrit Cole. That's what you do. It was no brainer. You're either Gerrit Cole or you're Zach Greinke. And that was the end of the discussion. Really, no one else should have even come in the game. And I think Dusty tried to do the same thing with Greinke and Javier yesterday. But then, you know, Ryan, because Javier, you know, allowed a man on base, he goes to his quote unquote closer, Ryan Presley. But the reality is, I think he wanted to go the full three innings with Christian Javier. And I like that theory. I like the theory of two guys who can work for, you know, if you don't trust your bullpen, and you shouldn't by now, if you're an Astros fan, you should never trust your bullpen.
No.
It's always, the bullpen pitchers always stink. It's the starters who have to bail you out. Christian Javier, the starter, who I found out from Ron Darling, I think it was Ron Darling, never even was at the minor leagues. They just brought him straight up to the majors and put him in a bullpen. I'm like, what? That's curious.
What?
So I did not know that. I thought he did have a minor league background and did start this year, but okay. But I think that, you know, Maldonado, I want to talk about Maldonado for a second. He got away briefly. And then they came back. After 18, the thought was, what the hell, Maldonado, in the playoffs? This is a former Gold Glove catcher, and he can't stop a pitch. Lance McCullers couldn't throw his big hook, his tight curveball, because anytime it bounced in front of the plate, and that's his wipeout pitch, he's looking to get a strikeout. He couldn't stop it. Maldy couldn't stop it. It was like, oh, my God, Maldonado has forgotten how to block a pitch. And he had one happen yesterday, too. But, you know, the reality is, this guy's been brilliant relative to what was expected. He can hit with some pop. He works his ass off. They told a great story. The field reporter told a great story about him refusing to watch John Wick 3 with the team after the Rays beat the Yanks when they were all watching it, because he had to go study film and get ready for the D-Rays and get their, you know, their habits and their tendencies so he could call a game. He's the guy who, according to our broadcast team, which I trust way more, he's the guy that got Lance McCullers to buy in. Well, no, actually, he said this. How many times does he shake you off? He goes, you know, about 80 in a game. Mm-hmm. And finally, I just said, look, you got to trust me. You got to trust me. And he's the one who's gotten Lance McCullers to throw his fastball again, to throw, obviously, a sinker. He doesn't just rely on that big curve anymore. And that, I think that's really made a difference for Lance McCullers. He's not as predictable, and he's pitching when it's going good for him. He pitches with tremendous confidence, and he's, you know, it's not just here's my best pitch, the curveball, see what you can do with it. He's got him to locate the fastball. Like, Maldonado has been incredibly important for this team. And you saw his juice yesterday, as Dusty just said it. He goes, no, he can get him, leave him in. And then he strikes out two guys, including the hottest hitter in baseball. And then you saw how pumped Maldonado was after that. Like, mm-hmm. he was fired up, and even Zach Greinke smiled. They showed a video, and they're like, this might be the first time we've seen him smile in 10 years. They showed Zach Greinke smile when Maldonado met him at the dugout. It was really cool. And I love, you know what? Maldonado's now officially my second favorite Astros catcher of all time.
Your first is going to be Biggio.
No, Tony Eusebio.
And that Brad Ausmus isn't the first.
Sixth.
Sixth?
Yeah. Brad Ausmus is sixth best Astro catcher. But for
okay, Del.
But for basic pumpkin spice latte drinkers, he's number one. But I like my catchers. I like my catchers hitting over 500 OPS.
For Instagram models, he's number one.
You know, yeah. For Katie moms, he's definitely number one.
For Cougars.
I get it. Yeah, Cougars love him. That's fine.
If I was in the big Astro fan back when Brad Ausmus was a thing, if a girl told me they love Brad Ausmus, I'm like, you're out. Sorry.
List your favorite Astros catchers ever in order, 1 through 30.
30?
Yeah.
Why didn't you make him list 1 through 30?
No, 1 through 30. Let's go. He had Ausmus 6th. I know his list.
I would go with J.R. Tolles at 2.
J.R. Tolles at 2?
Yeah.
No, J.R. Tolles is a great guy. We used to drink with his dad during the games.
You have got to stop judging people. Mike Leach had an unfair advantage over... Lane Kiffin yesterday. For whatever reason, we had a big segment on Ole Miss versus Mississippi State, which maybe three people cared about. I think we took a whole segment.
The Harmons cared.
Yeah, that was about it.
That was it. All right, go ahead. Next.
Let's see.
Who's your number one? You said, well, Tolles 2.
I'm building up to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't go 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1.
You know, okay, then start at 30.
I'm not starting at 30. Hank Conger's number one.
Oh, Conger's 5 for me. Alan Ashby is going to be number 3 behind, obviously, Subi, then Machete.
Where's Paul Bacco?
Bacco doesn't make it.
What? We got top 30?
Mark Bailey is number 4. Mark Beetle Bailey is number 4.
No.
Number 5, I'm going with that guy who got beat up by, who got punched in the face by, Mitch Molusky.
Oh, yeah, Mitch Molusky.
What happened with Mitch Molusky?
He punched outfielder.
I know they didn't like him.
Yeah. No. He pitched, and it was a veteran outfielder, too. He punched behind the batting cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, during
they just didn't like him.
I forget. No, they didn't like him.
But the story I don't think was made public.
I don't know, for whatever reason, when they were vacuuming, Carl, who was the equipment guy who cleaned the locker room and did all kinds of stuff, who, by the way, got a full share when they won the World Series or any playoffs, he put his bats into his locker because Molusky would have his bats outside, and he put his bats into his locker so he could vacuum and whatnot. Molusky laid into him and was screaming at him. And the guys just wanted to kill Molusky, kill him, because he was such an – about his bats in his locker, being an a-hole. So Molusky's 31st for me.
The player in question
Matt
Mieske.
Yeah, there you go.
Matt Mieske. That's
Molusky's
right.
31st for you?
Molusky's 31st for me.
You don't think he's a little high?
That's kind of high, but I don't know that there's – I don't even know that there's a 29 or a 28 or a 27. Ah,
I see.
Yeah. I see. So I'm not – I'm pretty sure.
Is he ahead of Dustin Garneau?
No, Dustin Garneau. Yes, he's. Oh, no, yeah. No. He's behind Dustin Garneau.
No, I
like Dustin Garneau.
I'm putting Dad McCann at 4. I'm taking Beetle Bailey out. Dad McCann is going to be 4.
No.
The guy who I guarantee he's got a workbench.
I like Chirinos.
Yeah, he was actually all right. Nice. I forgot about Chirinos. Yeah. He's actually
Humberto
okay.
Quintero.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about Humberto Quintero.
Well, somebody remembered.
He didn't catch very much, but Evan Gaddis.
Gaddis, yeah. No.
I got a special place in my heart for
Biggs. What about Biggs?
No, we don't count him.
What do you mean?
He's a center fielder.
He caught.
He's an outfielder.
He caught for the Astros.
outfielder than second baseman. That's
With the disrespect for Biz. Like, he's not the greatest Astro ever.
He's not.
Ever since, Jose Altuve came through to first base, all of a sudden everybody loves him.
No.
Yeah, greatest Astro
that would
in
make
history.
People love him less. He can't throw the first base.
Why well, but the home run, they like him again.
Well, I know. I already
How
told
about
you.
This guy? What a mess. He can't hit worth a damn. Now all of a sudden you can't get him out. Now he can't. When you can't get him out, he can't throw to first.
He's the MVP of the series for both teams.
Oh, that's just terrible.
He is. Who's
well, you must not have watched the volume either, or you would have heard the name Rosarena. What? By the way, the over-under on his name today, 111.5.
Who's the Rays manager again?
Kevin Cash.
Kevin Cash will go, man, Jose's been great for us. Jose who? Altuve. He's been our best player.
Yeah, he's really helped. He's been responsible for about 8 runs.
Yeah, we love that guy.
Although Paredes gets to take his licks there. I mean, he's hitting guys in the hand.
Well, good. He should have broke the guy's hand.
I know.
Yeah.
You got hit in the hand, you might as well get a bone.
Yeah.
Unless they throw it at Altuve and hit him in the
you
hand.
You want him to be even more precise to hit a bone on his hand? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. And how about the luck? I was thinking, oh, no. George Springer ropes a rocket up the middle. It hits Glasnow in the back, and it turns into an out. I'm like, man, George has no luck. Of course, I guarantee you somebody was up the middle to catch it and double off the Astros anyway.
And then he goes triple deck.
Yeah, he did. Oh, my God. He hit it in somebody's balcony.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to walk outside and like, what the hell's this baseball doing here?
There's never been a baseball up here.
There's a baseball up here. But, Glasnow, the Astros have not been afraid of Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, or Glasnow.
No. Nope.
They've hit all those guys hard.
Yep.
This really should be no worse than a 2-2 series. It really should. And the broadcast crew that was so good yesterday was saying, this should be you could make an argument that this could be a 3-1 series Astros. You absolutely could.
How can y'all forget about Eusebio? No one.
I said Subi was one.
Subi's one.
Come on. Subi one.
He's not
Machete
my one, but he's Lance's.
Two. I'm going to go dad. No, I'm going to go out of respect for Alan Ashby, the switch hitting catcher. 3. Then Dad McCann, 4. And I'm going Humberto Quintero, 5.
I can't believe.
Conger, 6.
No, he's got to be high. He brought the dance, brought all that joy.
Yeah.
And that surprising
but
was.
He did, but
plus,
did
he get, looks like Hank Conger.
But they had one. He was.
You don't see a lot of Hank Conger looking catchers.
No.
What is it? You mean squatty bodies?
No, you see that.
No, robot dancers.
Yeah.
Wow, that's what he means. Okay.
But also, he did throw out one guy stealing and allowed 40 stolen bases one year.
I don't care
which
about
has to be the worst in Major League history.
I don't care about performance.
They had to bring in defensive replacements for the catcher.
I like how he dances.
That's all.
And Conger was awesome. He would do that character from the Chappelle Show.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Pudge? We don't have Pudge in here?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Steroid guy. That's where John Clay Wolf. He's a steroid Dallas guy.
We don't like cheaters.
Chotch.
We don't like cheaters.
Jerk. Let's get John Clay Wolf in here. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Oh, just took a big shot at Becca D ball this morning to get the day going right.
You did? You steroided up right now? What?
Yeah.
Look out, family. Here comes John Clay Wolf. All right. He's definitely rolling this morning. What's going on, man? How about what you going to do today?
I'm just going to work out, and then I'm going to nap. I'm going to work out some more, buy some cars, and work out.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you're doing some steroids. You might as well just work. Get your 4 workouts in. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have you ever done juice, Granada?
I never have. Never have. No. I've done.
That's so good, especially early in the morning.
Did you used to do some when you were a kid?
I do it now. I'm still a kid.
Nah, you ain't a kid, and I would. You know what? I don't doubt that you did. You would do steroids now.
No, I really did. I'll never forget. I did a cycle. My buddy brought some D ball up from Mexico. He was a ball player at TCU, and I was a ball player at SMU. And I remember shooting that big thing into my butt for a few weeks, and being in the workout room and getting all. My heart felt like it was going to come out of my chest, and I retired from my juicing at a. It didn't take much for me to quit it.
Yeah, that's good.
I didn't want to die.
Yeah, no. Well, that's a good thought. And that, to all you kids out there you go. Don't die. Don't do steroids and die.
Tom has run on pure Deca D-ball. So I took all that energy and I put it into the bids on your cars.
There it is. And you listen, if you want a roided up bid for your car, you're going to get it from John Clay Wolf. Okay? That's what he does every single day. He gives you the biggest bid because he's all roided up with money. So if you're looking for the most money for your vehicle, John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I'm in love with the cocoa.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN. Does your phone, every time you, when you text us, it turns into Ya, Y-A? Does your phone do that? How do you stop that on your phone? Every time I type us, it goes
get
YA.
That. I just get the word duck that comes
I know,
up a lot.
Duck is so stupid.
I get duck a lot.
Duck a lot. I'm like, really, duck?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying duck.
Well, you have to go. It's predictive text. So
you've done that a lot when you're talking Cajun.
Yeah, when you're talking to your Cajun friends.
Yeah, yeah. We're going over here. There, everybody that's warm down. Yeah.
I'm like, what are you saying, John? Sometimes no. John will be on the phone talking Spanish. Sometimes he'll just be talking Cajun.
Yes. Wendy, we going to go over there, Wendy. Get that booty there, Wendy.
And I'm like, what are you talking? He said Cajun. Hey, he's talking South. He's talking South Louisiana.
No, I'm not talking South Louisiana. I don't say ya.
You
I
call
do.
It New Iberia or New Iberia?
Iberia.
New Iberia.
It's New Iberia.
One word. It's New Iberia.
New Iberia.
New Iberia?
No, I don't. I'm not
Do they
Cajun.
Talk like this, New Iberia?
I'm not
Hello,
Cajun.
Welcome to New Iberia.
Yes.
No, they don't
no, they
talk
don't.
Like that.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, John?
No, I'm Chicagoan, okay?
Well, not when you're talking to your people from Iberia, New Iberia.
No, you're now, we've made you a Cajun.
Yeah, you have to go into your settings and go to keyboard and turn
I
off
do
predictive
kinda,
text.
I do kind of do. You, oh, you do?
You oh, can, you can turn
you
off predictive
that?
Text?
Yeah. You can go to settings.
Where's this? I'm going to do this during the show.
I'm telling you right now.
I'll help you out. Settings, then general.
General.
Then keyboard.
Where's keyboard?
It's a new segment called IT with Dell.
Okay. One-handed keyboard?
Raheel's not here
off.
For
Why is one-handed from, keyboard off?
Play the
you probably
info
type
line
with two
music.
Hands.
What?
Because you probably type with two hands. I don't know. Then you have to go down. Is predictive text on or off for you? Is it toggled on or off? Do you see green or gray?
Predictive text is nothing.
You see.
It's off.
So, okay, then I'm not sure why you keep getting ya.
Wait, you do?
You do. Yours, okay, predictive test. Do I want that on
you
or
should
no?
It should be off, I
it
think.
It should be off. Check spelling is on. Slide to type is on. Delete slide to type by word is on. Why? Why is it slide to type on and delete slide to type by word on?
Or you can turn on predictive text and it might give you options so you don't have to retype ya. It might give you us. I don't know. But I'm not sure. It has to be you typing ya over and over
no.
again.
No.
Ya, ya. Do you do that a lot?
No.
I don't know why.
Ya, ya.
Yeah, I don't know why.
No.
You have that on.
This is great radio. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Thank you for your service, Jamie Moore. His daughter is selling her car to John Clay Wolf today. Love that. All right. If you want to sell your car, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. John Clay Wolf's probably going to cancel because we only had a minute and a half commercial with him.
Well, that was on him this time.
Well,
right?
No, yeah. Well, he was talking about steroids instead of stuff. No Thursday night game tonight, right? It was canceled.
Who was it supposed to be? The Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of the, because they had the Tuesday.
Yeah, they played, well, not because they had the Tuesday, because they had, it was supposed to be
Chiefs
the Bills.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they played Tuesday. Right. So, no Thursday.
I say you just got to go with it.
Well, we got a 4 o'clock Astros game, so mm-hmm. Is everybody happy? How happy were they that the Dodgers scored 15 in the first?
How happy was who? Well, oh, very happy.
Very happy. You can't get better ratings than a 15-run first inning.
Don't do the Braves.
Oh, my God. You can't get better ratings. What was it? Did they score 15 or 11, whatever they scored yesterday in the first inning?
I think it was 11.
How
many grand slams did they hit?
I mean, you want to talk about what? Well, a ratings ruiner. It can't get any worse than a 11-run first inning. Oh, this game's over. Now what do I want to watch? What about everybody? How about Everybody Loves Raymond is on every morning when we come in here?
Well, it's left on TBS.
I know.
So, and that's still a
I got to catch up on watch. Family Guys, which I haven't seen. So we get, okay. we get to watch those.
Astros to win series. What do you think it is right now?
Astros to win series.
Do you believe in your team? I'm just asking you a question. Oh, yeah. Do you believe in your team?
Yeah, yeah. Well, who's going to start today?
A
scrub?
No. I think he said Fromber was game six.
Yeah, right.
You yeah, so Fromber. You could see.
It's a bullpen game.
This. Oh, my God.
He didn't know.
You didn't know.
No, I read that, but I thought it was. I thought somebody. No. Somebody said it on Twitter. I'm like, no, that was.
See, do you think Fromber's that maybe down. He should have saved Javier?
No. Win or go home.
You had to. I know you had to win. I know you had to win.
To me,
but,
Fromber
boy,
goes
I sure
on,
would like Javier today.
Well, Fromber goes on three.
You might see Luis Garcia.
Luis Garcia is a possibility.
Oh, no, you got to go Fromber.
He hasn't pitched in 2 years, but.
Well, you can't win with the bullpen. Your bullpen can't win.
I don't know. Well, you're going to have to win one game.
You got
to
win one game.
You got to pitch Fromber.
No.
Well, then it's either.
Fromber on 3 days rest, big deal. They used to, Dusty, remember?
Remember Luis Garcia against, who did he pitch against? He had a good outing? Seattle?
I have to find it.
He had a great outing. He had one great outing, and it was like
four. Fromber Valdez.
I don't think it's going to be
him. It was like 4 months ago.
You can't go bullpen game.
It's a bullpen game.
I honestly, walk me through your bullpen game.
Why wouldn't he have thrown Garcia in the A's series if he's going to do this? Why wouldn't he just give him an outing?
An outing? You mean just pitch an inning or whatever?
Yeah. Ray Mary brought in Garcia. He brought in Presley in the 11-6 game.
Yeah, but there was never.
It was 11-4. That's when you throw Garcia.
Yeah, but they needed to get Presley's arm.
What?
Well, they wanted him to throw. You still like to have your guys throwing if you're a closer.
Yeah, but no.
You want to have your closer.
He would have been just fine.
Garcia's not going to pitch. They don't,
Garcia's going to pitch today.
When's the last time Garcia pitched?
Last time he pitched was September 9th. He threw five shutout innings.
September 9th.
Against the A's.
Against the A's.
That guy hasn't pitched for 40 days.
That's what I said.
Well, he's not going to pitch.
Well, no.
He might have to.
All right, take me through. It isn't going to matter. This series is over.
He should have thrown him out there. He should have thrown him and Cy Snead out there.
I mean,
sorry, there I said it.
So Paredes can give you maybe
is Cy Snead even a thing anymore?
No, Paredes not can really. Maybe give you three innings.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. He was warming
Josh
up.
Josh James always goes more
he
than one.
He was warming up, but he can.
Josh James, three, four innings. Now you see? He went out there. Brooks Raley for multiple innings.
No. Taylor.
Blake Taylor.
Taylor can give you a couple.
He hasn't been as good.
He can give you a couple. Oh, really? Not as good as Raley?
No.
Is that what you just said?
Better than Raley.
I think you use, okay. You throw.
Walk me through your six pitches.
You throw a scrub to start.
Okay.
Okay. And you see if you can get two out of them. When you get two out of them.
Okay.
And then.
Seven to go.
Blake Taylor.
Okay.
Okay. Give me two, Blake.
Okay.
Now you're through the fourth. You're up 9-0. Okay.
All right. Let's just say you're not. Let's say you're down. It's now 3-1.
You're down 3-1?
Yeah. 3-1.
That's
Blake
over.
Taylor gave up a Game's two-run over. Homer, and Scrub gave up a solo shot.
Game's over. What, Del?
A Rosario.
Oh, add the Falcons to the list of teams who have to shut down their facilities.
Oh, no. Who cares?
Well, I guess maybe the team they're playing cares.
This is actually becoming an issue. Because this is going to.
Guess what?
Major League. So there's already talk the NFL is going to have to add another week, a week 18.
Yeah.
Which is going to, they realize, this is what I've been thinking the whole time, is it needs to be there just in case. Now they realize there's too many scheduling issues. They're going to have to have
an
extra
week. They're going to continue to juggle it, though.
They're going to have an extra week, but it's a.
And oh, by the way, what's the difference? If a team forfeits, you forfeit.
Well,
and guess what? You lost the game.
Well, or what about not play and you do the winning percentage like baseball?
That's right. If one team plays
forfeit,
15 games, oh, well.
But they didn't have to forfeit.
What do you mean?
A forfeit is a loss.
That's a loss. Well, if your team comes gets too many, then you can't play. Then guess what?
Well, as long as your contact tracing's good, you have negative tests.
If you
should
play,
be able to
play. Yeah, you.
Cam
well,
Newton
the
didn't get
Titans
a play.
Played. Titans
Cam Newton
play.
Didn't get a play. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's right. You play without your guy.
Yeah.
It's like he's injured. That's all.
That's 100% what it should be.
That's true.
That's why you have an extended practice.
But
squad.
If you have, it's the day before the game, and you forfeit, Oh well.
They won't do that.
Well,
they'll try to move it to week 18, which is the smart thing. They've always needed to have a week 18.
as I understand it, it's costing them money to do these Tuesday night and on CBS things. As I understand it, it's costing them money. Yeah, so why wouldn't you just, why wouldn't you, if it's costing you to buy CBS's primetime, why wouldn't you just not play?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to, and oh, by the way,
add the extra week. Add the extra week and you get 1 week before the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, so it goes championship games and then Super Bowl. They've done that before. It's not nearly as fun. It's not.
Doesn't matter. Like they got to get games in.
It's as good. It just seems like it's not as big.
Well, it's not as big and fun. You mean like during a pandemic when people can't barely go to the stands?
Well, the Super Bowl is still going to be huge.
It ain't going to be packed.
No.
You can keep it the same.
The ratings are going to be huge.
But the lead up week is always a dead week anyway.
I know, but the lead up. It's when it's 2 weeks, it makes it bigger.
Yeah, are they going to even have?
Doesn't matter. They still have.
Are they
going to
have Radio Row this year anyway?
No, nope.
All that stuff is. It's going to be different completely. No matter what happens,
it's way more important for them to get every game in than it is
you're going to have a mic. They're going to do the virtual things.
Yeah.
There's no going to be – who's that Mexican weather girl that she always goes there?
There's like 10 different ones.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Whoever the
– Remember the one
– Whoever the Inez something.
Inez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real shame.
I talked to her in New Orleans. She was awesome.
You did?
Did you know?
Inez Sainz saying something like that.
It is a real shame that a retired tight end from the 1970s won't be selling – Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, who are we going to do to talk about prostate cancer?
Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah.
Who can we get to talk about some coin?
Hey, Tony Gonzalez, what would you like to talk about?
Some coin that they're selling, or somebody's selling silver.
Hey, Tony, we're going to talk to you about the Super Bowl, but we know you have to sell something, so we're going to talk about that for the first 3 minutes. What do you want to talk about? Prostate cancer cream? What is it?
I'd like to talk about with Inez Sainz.
John's looking at pictures.
See, you can't give him names.
I know, that's what it's like, though. It's like, and here we've got... Harvey Martin is here to talk a little bit about, so tell us about what is it that's special about your barbecue sauce? Our listeners want to know.
Our listeners care.
I'm glad it is
the worst week of
when
radio.
You play, it is. When you play for the Cowboys, when I played for the Cowboys, all I could think about was getting my hands on some delicious barbecue sauce.
You know, I live in Texas, and it was really tough to find a really good barbecue sauce. So that's why when I retired, I started working on Harvey's Martin's barbecue sauce. What? You couldn't find barbecue sauce in Texas? That's right. That's what I said.
So you got Richard Kilmeyer, who was a guard on the 1961 Packer team. And you want to talk, and we appreciate you coming here. We want to talk about Bart Starnes and talk about
the ice bowl.
You know, talk about the ice bowl and stuff like that with you. And also, obviously,
what do you think about today's game? Well, you could tell the guy's struggling because he doesn't watch football anymore.
Yeah.
Ugh.
There's a lot of Marino and all those guys who used to quarterback. I think it's similar.
And I guess Pat Mahomes fellow's pretty good. Yeah, he is good. He's not even playing in the game, but thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really, you know, all of this, me being able to watch the games was made possible by this brand of copper-fitted. Boy, when you wear this copper knee brace, this copper-fitted knee brace and wrist support, I've never felt more invigorated while watching the game. It makes watching the game a lot better when you have a copper-fitted knee brace and copper-fitted sleeve for my elbow. It makes watching football more fun than ever. So that's what I want. And people can get a hold. But let's get to the ice bowl. Yeah, the ice bowl would have been a lot more fun with some copper-fitted knee braces. I can tell you that. We got to get to a break. John Clay Wolf, you got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
746 ESPN 97.5. Chastain Ford is what they've got now. We're talking about Chastain Ford, not about John Clay Wolf, not about any of that other, not about knee braces. We're talking about the Ford. We're talking about the Expedition where you're talking about $20,000 off. I'm driving the Expedition. I bought the Expedition. I love the Expedition. You will love it too. It is an unbelievable. It's probably the nicest vehicle I've ever owned. And I'm telling you, and you get the best deal right now at Chastain Ford. It really is the best deal. And it really is the best in service. It really is the number one commercial dealership. And why do you think it's the number one commercial dealership? Because of the unbelievable service that they get and the attention that they get. So now retail-wise for us, the average consumers, we want the best price we can possibly get, and they're going to give you the best they can possibly do from Ford and work that deal. First thing they'll ask you is, where do your payments have to be? and they'll get that job done. Go to, you can do it at home. You don't even have to go to the dealership. They will do everything. They'll bring you the car. You can test drive it from home. They will bring it back, and if you don't like it, and bring you another one. All at ChastangFord.com. Or you can get to the dealership, which is second to none. You're going to love it. It's on Homestead at 610, not Hempstead, Homestead, just 5 minutes from downtown, two exits from 59. You're looking for the best Ford dealership in the city is Chastang Ford.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 7:50, ESPN 97.5. Let's go. I need some people to tell us what are the Astros going to do today, okay? What are they doing today to get through this bullpen game? 713-780-3776. Are you disgusted with this? Are you disgusted?
Well, you're at least playing. To me, you have to manage every game like it's your last. Mm-hmm. And Javier was the right choice. I just would go on short rest and say, this is it. This is our best chance. Because who gives you a better chance? Fromber on 3 days rest or your bullpen?
For Fromber.
Yeah. So no I don't question. Understand why it's even a I don't even understand why it's a question. You're going to leave Fromber out. Fromber on 3 days rest gives you a better chance. Wouldn't be the first time you've done this. Fromber on 3 days rest gives you a much better chance than your bullpen. So I don't understand why you're not giving yourself the best chance today.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It's a lose or go home. I mean, you know, there's going to be, if they lose this game, which they most assuredly will if they go bullpen game, there's going to be second guessing about, well, why not go Fromber on 3 days rest? I guarantee you that's what we'll be talking about tomorrow.
I mean, the Rays haven't particularly hit well in this series. So, I mean, I don't feel like that's a lineup that's now the bullpen is the scary part. But it's not like the Rays scare me as far as, well, you throw that bullpen out there, the Rays are just going to run through them. I mean, it's possible, certainly, but it's not like they're on.
No, it's not like the bullpen hasn't been. Listen, the bullpen's been money.
Yeah.
It has been money. It has.
Up runs, run inherited, but has Brooks Raley given up runs since he's been in the bullpen in the postseason?
Yeah. That's
all right. What about Blake Taylor?
Has any starter given up runs?
Blake Taylor? Yeah. The bullpen's been money because it's been the starters. Fromber and Christian Javier were money in the first series. Then it's Christian Javier.
Well, no, but the bullpen's been, would you give him a little bit of credit?
Okay, postseason stats.
Okay.
Postseason stats. Right now, what's his name has given up? Brooks Raley has an ERA of 4.15.
Okay,
he's
that's
thrown
pretty
four
good.
Innings. That's good for Brooks Raley, I guess.
Well, that's better than league average.
Hold on a second.
League average is about 4.5, 4.6. So he's he's above average. He's an above average reliever.
Okay.
I don't want Brooks Raley. No, I don't want Brooks Raley.
Well, you get Brooks Raley.
No. Well, you guess what? You want to throw. Okay. You want Fromber's arm to fall off.
Well,
I don't.
He's one of the bullpen. It's been so good.
No, yeah. Well, take a look at the other guys. Okay. You got all their stats right there.
All right. Would you like Blake Taylor?
Why don't you just look at the whole thing?
Well, because this.
Because what?
The website screwed me up. But no. Here we go. Postseason pitching. So far, Blake Taylor. He has thrown in 2 games, 1 1/3, given up 2 hits, 2 strikeouts. That looks good. I do remember he gave up a run, I thought, but I don't see an earned run on here.
Who?
Blake Taylor?
No, he was an inherited. Okay, Blake Taylor, 0 ERA. Scrub, 0 ERA.
But he gave up the inherited run?
Javier can pitch today. Maybe not.
No, he can't.
Ryan Pressly. Look. Ryan Pressly, a 1-2-0 whip. He's got a 3-6-0. Thank you.
You got Josh James who feels pretty
he
good about himself.
He gave up. Ryan Pressly just.
Enoli Paredes. Oh, you want him? 5.79 ERA. That's who you want. Josh James, 9 ERA.
You're making my point. No, but I didn't say the bullpen.
Josh James, 2 scoreless innings the last time out, right?
Real
yes.
bullpen?
So
yes.
He probably feels pretty good.
Yeah, he feels pretty good about himself.
You guys are talking about the bullpen's dominant.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's at a 9 after 2 scoreless innings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, the bullpen has not been good.
Okay.
Well, real bullpen pitchers have not been that great.
What is Luis Garcia's ERA?
Zero.
Thank you.
Because he hasn't pitched.
Well, you're going to have a bullpen game.
Look,
right?
A bullpen game. I'm going to tell you.
This is what we said.
Okay.
You get to game five, this is what happens.
Brooks, Rayleigh. Here's who your bullpen is. Scrub, Rayleigh, Josh James. These are guys who are likely to come in. Josh James, Rayleigh, Scrub, Taylor, Paredes.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
So who has been the best out of those guys?
Well, Paredes has been sensational and he also sucked. So that's hard to say.
You know,
five guys don't look like they can win.
There's a lineup on the other side who could help out the cause, knowing there's a bullpen game. You know what, guys? Got to score some runs today.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that lineup is struggling with Fromber, Urquidy, Greinke, and a dominant McCullers.
No, I'm talking about the Astros lineup.
Yeah.
Today, guys. Time.
Today, you're gonna have to
score some runs today. That's how it's gonna be
you
today.
You've got to get eight. Who's pitching for them?
I don't know.
They haven't posted that either.
Yeah, they may do something.
Watch.
They might. They're going to do a bullpen. Do you know who started this whole bullpen? The opener.
The Rays.
Yeah, the Rays started when they were. Yeah, when they needed.
Yeah.
But that's I like the opener concept. If you have a good like
and
a
guess
Paredes,
what?
Maybe
we've beaten their bullpen up.
Yeah, we've had. Well, their bullpen hasn't thrown a lot of. Their bullpen is also that whole team has had some issues throwing strikes at the Astros. Like Glasnow yesterday was getting too fine on the outer corner. He kept missing. That was not Glasnow's best game. And his stuff was crazy. He was hitting 101. But, no, their bullpen is better. Their bullpen game would be a lot better than the Astros. But the Astros have not had to go deep into their bullpens, not relatively speaking. Every game they're having – did you hear that was the first game that both pitchers in the AL playoffs – that both pitchers had gone six innings? The first game in the AL playoffs that both starters went six innings. That's terrible. We're at a place now where starters just don't, I mean, complete game. If you're a guy who can work seven innings, you're becoming a rarity.
You're a Fromber.
The Rays had a different issue because they're leading the series, but Blake Snell would be the guy you'd bring back on short rest, but he's never thrown with less on short rest before. He's never started a game.
His pitch count went to 100 also.
And he went to 105. He's never started on fewer than 4 days rest. So they likely might be doing the same thing the Astros are.
They may have to.
And Christian Javier is the same way, right?
Well, they probably have a fifth starter.
They have Josh Fleming, who hasn't pitched since September 27th. That's a guy that could possibly be the case for them. And Fromber has never pitched on. Do we know if Fromber's pitched on short rest before? That might be a consideration as well. He's never done it before.
I bet it's Josh Fleming.
Well, he's been in a bullpen, so he's
well, as a starter. Yeah. Excuse me,
Josh Fleming this year was 5-0 with a 2.78. And a 1.08 whip. So, Josh Fleming, lefty, Josh Fleming is the guy that they probably would go to. Why is he hurt? I mean, he was 5-0 with a 2.78. He ain't even gotten a sniff of the series.
He hasn't pitched in the regular season finale. He hasn't pitched in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, he might be dead. I don't know.
I mean, that might have been reported. Him? I don't know. So they have their questions about him too. If he's not even pitching since the
Well, they
regular
have a
season
better,
ended.
They no, have a very but, good starting. But they never, happen to have a good five.
But never even a bullpen? He's not pitched at all. They haven't found any time to use him.
He might be dead. No one knows.
I'm surprised they haven't used him. But they have real bullpen pitchers, though.
Dustin.
Remember, the Astros have to throw starters every year because their bullpen starts stinking. I think usually you like to throw your starters, I mean your real bullpen. But the Astros, we invented Charlie Morton, Lance McCullers. We invented everybody turning into relievers. Fromber, Javier, just somehow get us through this game, starters.
Well,
because our relievers are not good for whatever reason in the postseason.
I guess if Josh Fleming was so cemented, it would be an easy decision for them. But they haven't even announced it, so who knows what they're going to do.
About starting Fromber? A bullpen game with Fromber is an option. Fromber, I don't think, is an option. I don't think he's.
Yeah.
Gonna, I don't
by
think
the way, Fleming was not on the. He was not previously on the playoff roster. He was added. Alvarado was added, and Fleming was added to the playoff roster on the 11th. So Alvarado, we saw yesterday, he only throws 99. Fleming was added to the playoff roster. I'll bet you it's Fleming.
This is a Luis Garcia game. This is what it is.
Maybe it's 2-3 innings, whatever, but he's probably going to be the guy, at least a start.
He threw 5 scoreless against the A's in the biggest game, one of the biggest games in Major League history.
Urquidy did, I don't know about that. Urquidy did something similar against the Nationals, right? People are like, weren't the Astros down 2-0? What was the count of that series?
Yeah.
And Urquidy, and people are like, what are we going to do?
No. That was, they weren't down 2-0. The Astros weren't down.
They were. They lost both games at home.
They lost both games in Tampa.
No, I'm talking about Urquidy when he pitched versus the Nationals.
Oh, versus the Nationals. Oh.
Wasn't it something where they were? Did
we
he
lost
pitch
both at home?
Did
and
he pitch game three?
Did he pitch three or four?
I don't know, but it was like what? Who are they going to run out?
Don't
there?
Forget, he also pitched against. He pitched against Tampa and looked really good.
True,
but that was in. I believe that was in Tampa, and they lost that game. But he looked great.
But there were questions about what the Astros are going to do.
Right.
And Urquidy came out and said, this is what I'm going to do.
That's right. So and this maybe, is Luis Garcia.
It's his time, possibly.
Yeah. He's a big dude. So here we go. Let's go. Yeah, it's so amazing, though. Why wouldn't you give him give him an outing?
I don't know.
I just don't get it. It's Dusty some things I just don't get.
Urquidy got the game 4 start. The Astros were down 2-1.
Yeah.
And he came in and pitched really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then but
I'm pretty sure he pitched
nervous.
In Tampa, too, didn't he?
You always feel nervous because you don't have a very good bullpen, and you typically aren't scoring a lot of runs all year long. I mean, you did in the Oakland series. You did hit him in the oak. That's the only one you could get in. But I think Dusty might have been like, man, I don't want to. Because they tacked on runs late.
It was 11-4 against the A's.
But they got to 11-4 like in the
but
last
But you
got to
think of these stuff because you might need the guy. Yeah. And guess what? Oh, you're going to throw his first pitch is going to be in an elimination game against Tampa in the ALCS.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or Kitty pitched in Tampa, came in relief.
And he threw well, didn't he?
One and two thirds, three. Didn't give up a run. Did give up 3 hits in 1 2/3 inning.
Yeah, I remember. I was there. He was he looked. But his, I'm telling you, I like Urquidy going forward. He's probably my favorite pitcher on the staff.
Me is Fromber. What have you not seen from Fromber that you haven't liked?
I like Fromber. No, but I don't have to like him the most.
Why do you? You know who this
I'm
is?
I'm not disrespecting
who
Fromber.
Who was it last time that you got all excited about?
I like Hank Conger, too, but he's not my favorite.
No. But you get unusually excited about. You're unusually excited about Urquidy because of your special feelings last
Burrow.
Year. No. Yeah. Was it Peacock?
Yeah, it was Brad Peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and guess what? If he wasn't hurt, he'd be our game one starter.
He would.
He'd be starting today.
Yeah, he would.
That's right. If he wasn't hurt.
Out? Wait a minute. We need to start shining a light on the opt-outs.
Who opted? Oh, Joe Smith.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joe Smith.
How about feed your wife?
What?
She's skinny.
He can't make her eat.
Uh-oh.
Make her eat.
Skinny girl shaming.
I don't like where this is going.
Fit girl shaming.
She's skinny.
Wow. Okay.
Good Lord. Give her something to eat, Joe.
Okay.
Time for me to be a champion. Oh, Joe, you know what? Who's not getting a ring? Joe Smith. You know who gets a ring? Me. You know why? Because I'm with Champion Energy.
They don't give you a ring for that.
They give me a ring. You know what? And I'm going to ask them, hey, Champion Energy, send me a ring. Because guess what? I've been championing your cause for how long? For years. For a dozen years now, it feels like. But I'm going to tell you this. I will never, ever, ever go away from this. If you want to save money every single month, if you love your electricity bill, like I love my electricity bill, then you got to go with Champion Energy because you will love your electricity bill. That's right. I said it. You'll fall in love with it because it's like, wow, this thing is so insignificant in my life. I love it. All you got to do right now is go to champion.energy/1560 and start saving money. champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.